Nord. Nord was my client when I did computer work back before I went to seminary. And of course, I told people when I was doing computer work, the reason I was going to seminary was to cast the demons out of computers. If you ever had a computer that messed up on you, you know it's hard to fix. In my responsibility, one of them was technical support. And so when people had a problem, I would either walk them through how to fix it on their phone, or sometimes I'd even go over to their office to fix it. Now, Nord was one of those types of folks who thought he knew a lot about computers, which meant that when he had a problem, he thought he knew how to fix it, so he'd start changing settings in order to get it right. And so about once a week, I get a call from Nord. Matt, I've got a computer problem here. I can't find my data. Well, that's your problem right there, Nord. Your data's not there. Your data is right in front of you if you just look on the screen. Well, he would mess things up so much so that when I would get a call, I would put it on my list of things to do. Most of the time when people needed help, because my schedule was busy, I could try to get to them towards the end of the day, sometimes the next day, but when Nord called, he wanted help right then and there. And I knew if I didn't help him, if right off the bat, things would probably get worse. And so he kept calling and calling and calling till finally I learned if Nord called, I told my coworkers, just let me know and I would fix his problem first. It made me better understand that expression, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. Nord was persistent. We're going to look at a story today about someone else who was persistent. If you have your Bibles, I invite you to read along with me. You also can follow along on the screen. It's Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 8. It's the parable of the persistent widow. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, in a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared about men. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, "Grant me justice against my adversary." For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, "Even though I don't fear God or care about men, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually wear me out with her coming." And the Lord said, "Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, he will find faith on the earth." More likely, we have all run across Nords, folks who have been persistent, who kept asking and whatever task or need they might have, they kept at it until they got what they wanted or they got what they needed. Here in this parable, Jesus, he's teaching his disciples the importance of being persistent. We see in the widow's faith how it was evident that she kept faith in the persistent hope that God would help her. So sometimes persistence means that we have to ask and to ask and to ask. The widow, she continued asking. The text says that she would actually plead for the judge for help. In that day and time, the judge's role was to maintain good relationships within the community, those who he presided over, and that if there were any disputes, then it was the judge's role to settle those disputes. Earlier in the Old Testament with the Israelites, we read in Deuteronomy 1, chapter 16 through 17, where this responsibility was given to the judges, where Moses charged them with this. He says, "Hear the disputes between your brothers and judge fairly, whether the case brother Israelites or between one of them and an alien. Do not show partiality in judging. Hear both small and great alike. Do not be afraid of any man, for judgment belongs to God." However, as we just heard in this passage, in verse 2 of Luke's gospel, that this judge neither feared God or respected people. So we don't expect this judge to be fair with helping with this widow's plea, with her persistence. Another issue is that the widow had lost her husband, and the laws of her time stated that she was not able to inherit the property, the house, the money, whatever she needed to survive. So basically, she could be thrown out on the street. And so it says that she asked for justice against her adversary. We don't know if it was a son or if it was a brother that the land and the money would go to on the husband's side of the family, but she was in need and she needed the judge's help. We see in Scripture the importance that God places on helping those in need, especially the widows. In Psalm 68:5, it says, "A father to the fatherless, a defender of widows is God in his holy dwelling." James 1, chapter 27 says that pure and true religion is taking care of orphans and widows. I think that God has a special place in God's heart for helping the poor, for helping those in need, especially the widow. And so we have this story here that Jesus is telling his disciples where this widow is pleading for justice. And because she is persistent, because she continues to plead, because she remains faithful, she receives justice. There's another person that I met, a persistent widow, or more likely a single mom. This was a lady that I met down in Guatemala. She might as well have been a widow because the husband was no longer in the picture. He left her and her two little children, and so she was there to just fend for herself. So she was struggling to make ends meet, and so she asked if she could be seen by the dentist. We were at a medical clinic, and I was there interpreting for the dentist, and we had already given out numbers for the dentist for folks to be able to see and to get help. And so she didn't have a number, and so she asked if she could still see the dentist. And I said, "Well, we don't have any more numbers." Well, that particular day, our dentist, John, wasn't feeling well. And so he said, "After we see these 15 people that we've given numbers out and I'm done." I said, "All right." Well, as the day progressed, this single mom, she kept asking, "Can you still see me? Can you help me?" And so finally I went and looked at her need, and she just had one tooth that looked like it needed to be pulled. And so I asked the dentist, John, I said, "Can you just see one more? It's just a lady. It's a single mom. She's struggling to make ends meet. She's just got one tooth that needs to be pulled. It'll be easy. No problem." And John said, "Okay, Matt, I'll just see this lady. That's it. No more." And so I went back and told her, I said, we've got space for one more. And so the dentist, good news, he said he can see you. Well, when she found out it was only one space, she then asked, "Well, can I give up my spot and have him look at my little boy? He's got a lot of issues as well." And I knew right there that was not going to be an easy conversation with John, because little children with all types of cavities, big scary dentists with a beard and needle coming at you, they're not going to like it. They're going to cry, and you're going to have to hold them down, and it's going to take a lot longer. And so this was something that John, I knew, wouldn't want to do, and I'm pretty sure he was going to say no. But he said, "All right, we'll see him." And so this lady, in her persistence of continuing to ask and continuing to ask and just sharing her need and seeing that she was pretty much a widow herself or a single mom, we were able to help her. She was selfless and willing to give up her spot so her boy could be helped. And just on a side note, when John got through seeing the little boy, he got up after crying for about 30 minutes, and John patted the seat in motion for the mom to come and sit down. I said, no, John. I said, "You're tired. You're sick." I said, "She knows that she gave her spot. She's fine with that." He goes, "No, I can see her." So he was able to help her as well, and both her and her boy were healed of their dental needs. Sometimes we need to be faithful in our persistence. It's hard to be persistent when problems seem too big for us to handle, impossible to overcome. There'll be times when we can't handle the problem by ourselves and we need help. Moses in Exodus chapter 17, when the Amalekites came and they were attacking Israel, when he went up on the mountain, if he held up his arms with his staff in his hand, then they would win, as long as his arms were held up. But after a while, he got tired of holding his arms up. It's only been 20 seconds, and I'm too tired to hold mine up still. And so Aaron and Hur came, and they helped him hold his arms up all day until sunset. Sometimes when you face an impossible task, a difficult problem, we need to ask others to help. There's one more I know who's persistent never ceases. More persistent than good old Nord, more persistent than the single mom in Guatemala, more persistent than the widow in the story we just heard. That one is Christ. In Matthew chapter 7 in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus teaches us in regards to prayer to keep asking, to keep seeking, to keep knocking. This is how Christ is persistent with us. And his desire and hope for all of us to know him, Jesus is constantly asking and seeking and knocking. Passage out of Revelation 3, Jesus says, "Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me." I think here in this parable that Jesus teaches his disciples about the importance of prayer and being persistent, there's two perspectives that we can see. One here is the perspective of God looking down on us. How much that God loves us so much that he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for us. And that love that Jesus had, we have this image here of Jesus persistently pursuing us. That picture of Jesus knocking on the door. The invitation to all of us, all we have to do is open the door and allow Jesus to come in our lives to fellowship with him. What that means is that we say no to ourselves, that we say, "God, no longer am I in control, but we trust you and we want you to direct our lives." If you've never opened that door, if you've never known Christ on a personal basis, then perhaps today is the day. Or maybe it's that you've invited Christ into your life, but it's been a while since you've ate with him, that you've done your own thing for months or years or whatever it might be. Maybe today is like, "God, I can't do it anymore on my own." Maybe today perhaps is a recommitment for you to your faith. And then here in this story that Jesus shares with his disciples, I think there's a lesson for those of us who know Christ, who are strong in our relationship, but we find ourselves facing problems. We find ourselves in doubt. Issues with our health that affect us personally or people within our family, our church family, and we just don't understand why. Problems with school, problems with work, problems that are going on in the world, and we see these things happen in news comes across our phone, our TV each day, and we wonder, "God, how can you let this happen?" And we just don't understand why, and we're looking for answers. Jesus teaches his disciples to be persistent, to plead for help. In our prayer lives, if then we keep asking, we keep seeking, we keep knocking, it's not just that God doesn't hear our prayer the first time. It's in that act of praying, that act of continuing to ask, to seek, to knock, is that we are relying on God to help us with those problems. We are looking for others to help us with the issues that we might face. So wherever you're at today in your faith journey in your life, whether you need to be reminded of God's perspective of him constantly being persistent in his searching for you, wanting to be a part of your lives, or whether it's a problem you might face, maybe reminded to be persistent in our prayers, to keep looking out and seeking and asking God to help us. Will you pray with me? God, I thank you for stories of widows, of single moms from Guatemala, just reminders of people in our life who have demonstrated, either good or bad, their persistence. And Lord, may that be a reminder to us of the persistence that you have in pursuing us because you love us so much. And may we also be challenged, Lord, in our faith to be persistent in our prayer life, in our trust of you. May we continue to ask and to seek and to look for you in every situation and to know that you're in control. God, I thank you for loving each and every one of us. I thank you for each person that is here today. Lord, you know the struggles that each one is going through. You know the unspoken prayer requests and the needs, Lord, and I just pray that you will meet those needs today, that you will give everyone the peace and assurance that you are there for them. I thank you, God, for loving me. We ask all these things in Christ's name. Amen.